Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Michigan State University Extension will be hosting its annual Thumb Egg Day on Wednesday, December the 10th at the Ubley Heights Country Club. The event runs from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and includes educational sessions, vendor exhibits, and networking opportunities for both field crop and livestock producers across the Thumb region. Morning sessions in the main classroom begin at 9 a.m. with the MSU Extension weed specialist, Dr. Aaron Birds, presenting an herbicide-resistant weed management, followed by a crop marketing panel and a presentation on small grain management by Dr. Brooke Wilk. The afternoon program will feature updates on soybean research, deer damage trials, and insect pressure from local educators. A second classroom will focus on livestock topics, including retail yield, parasite management, and animal health and biosecurity, led by MSU faculty members Jared Jabrick, Beth Ferry, Tom Guthrie, and Mike Metzger. Lunch will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for $10, while admission to the event itself is free. Vendors are still being accepted. For details, you can contact the MSU Extension Office in Huron County at 989-269-9949 or by visiting neighboring county offices in Sanilac, Tuscola, or Lapeer. And another local and regional news for today. Lapeer County Central Dispatch Director Jeff Satowski informed Lapeer County Board Commissioners that swatting scam calls are occurring in the county. One of the swatting scam calls involved the Veterans Crisis Center, and another scam call involved an area couple, noted Undersheriff Mike Odette. A swatting scam call says that there is an emergency situation at a certain address, and because it could be a life or death situation, all of the emergency agencies are sent on high alert. The intent of the person making the hoax call is to have a large SWAT law enforcement presence descend onto the location with specialized units such as SWAT, which stands for Special Weapons and Tactics. In some situations, swatting calls have resulted in innocent people being shot or wounded unnecessarily. In most cases, such calls are made from out of county, out of the state, or even from all the way out of the country. During the discussions, it was noted that dispatchers can sometimes tell that a swatting call is a scam because they come into the center on auxiliary phone numbers instead of by just dialing 911. Even though authorities are pretty sure in some cases that the SWAT call is a scam, they are still required to act on it as a real threat just in case. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Flight cancellations are accelerating as U.S. airlines comply with a government order to cut flights due to the shutdown. Airports in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago are among 40 of the busiest across the United States where flights will be cut. That is according to a list published on Thursday evening by the Federal Aviation Administration. The agency says it will begin reducing air traffic on Friday to maintain safety as air traffic controllers go unpaid and show signs of strain during the shutdown. The plan is to phase in cuts of 10% of flights across the affected airports. airlines say they will try to minimize the impact on travelers. And another national and international news. A federal judge in Rhode Island has ordered the Trump administration to find the money to fully fund SNAP benefits for November. The ruling on Thursday was in response to a challenge from cities and nonprofits complaining that the administration was only offering to cover 65% of the benefits. The Trump administration said last month that it would not pay benefits at all for November because of the shutdown. Last week, two judges ordered the government to pay at least partial benefits using an emergency fund. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, November the 6th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.